The split door takes us into the kitchen, which with its open fire was the focus of farm life. It is the best preserved room here. The stone hearth with its open fire and ash pit was used to process the dairy products and also to prepare the daily meals for the family and the farmhands. The copper pan was hung from the rotating wooden column, which enabled the pan to be swung into and away from the heat of the fire. The objects on display are a selection of the utensils used in the past. The three-legged fire tripod was used to hold the large cast-iron cookware over the fire. Wooden bowls, copper and iron pans, cooking and dining utensils, as well as butter churns, lard pots and the painted wooden water container provide an overview of the kitchen apparatus available. The wooden pole hung from the soot and smoke-stained ceiling was used to hang the meat from in order to smoke or cure it. The inhabitants of the house were obviously quite nosy. The windows in the kitchen are located at various levels so that it was possible to see who was passing by whilst both sitting and standing. The windows were opened to ventilate and air the rooms and would originally have had a total surface area of less than 1 square metre per room. There was no glass at all in the windows of the earliest farmhouses. The windows on the side wall are sliding wooden windows which could be closed. There were very clear rules about the seating arrangements at the table, which were based on hierarchy. The male farmhand with the highest standing would ring the mealtime bell and call for the others to start, and the most important female farmhand would add a few ladles of melted butter to the cooking pot which was on the table. I will now ring the mealtime bell for you.